Welcome to the 284th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I hope your holiday is healthy and happy. But some people get the holiday blues, and there's a song by Elvis Presley. There'll be a blue, blue Christmas. I'm not going to sing it for you. A lot of people will be very, very happy about that. I hate that song. It's nothing but depressing. But it happens to a lot of people, and there's a lot of reasons why people don't like the holidays or have a blue Christmas. And I guess you might say that my holiday season might not be going especially like I wanted it either this year. A few years ago, Addie and I were separated. Addie's my daughter. We were separated over Christmas, and we decided we'd never have that happen again. We did not tell COVID about that. And this year, being a medical professional, I've recently had an exposure to COVID that has left me quarantined. I am not sick yet. I have been tested, but the results are pending because there's everybody and their brothers getting rapid tests now, and so there aren't any rapid tests available. So I am hunkering down here in quarantine and going to make the best of Christmas and the holiday season. I hope that my family and all those people that were exposed to me are safe and healthy and that none of us get it. I hope that my exposure was such that I create antibodies and don't get the illness. I am pretty confident to say that I think my immune system will handle whatever COVID tries to hand to me. But you know, you got to go with what you got, and we take it, and we deal with it, and we make a plan, and we go, and we readjust, and that's just how it is. And we have to kind of rewrite our story as we go. 3 days ago, I was headed to Houston. Today, I canceled my flight to Houston. So it just, things change. And doesn't change that it is Christmas for me. Christmas is a time of peace and hope. And I'm, you know, looking forward to a new, happy, and healthy year. And that really hasn't changed. Just my temporary plans are changing. So I'm going to rewrite my story a different way. And that's kind of what I want to talk about a little bit today is, you know, how we can rewrite our story. And I do sympathize with people because a lot of bad things have happened to them either over the year or particularly, you know, at holiday times. And it's very difficult to deal with because some of those bad memories may come up. But I think we have to focus on, you know, the good memories and the good things and try to rewrite our story so that we can, again, have hope and peace and look forward to the future. But I also want to make the best of what's present. It's kind of funny because we were going to go to Houston, Addie and I shared a grocery list of things that we wanted to make when I got to Houston and kind of redo our holiday traditions with a Houston Texan twist this year. And so we made the grocery list. And like most people, when you're getting ready to leave, you kind of let your groceries dwindle down. I canceled my Misfits box and, you know, trying to clean out my refrigerator. And of course, lo and behold, today plans have changed. So you know, have to rethink my own Christmas plans and food lists. So won't be quite like it was, but nevertheless did pick up groceries. And again, you know, we're going to have some of our holiday traditions, you know, stuffed shells, spinach dip, and a pumpernickel bread. I'm going to try to do a little variety on that with a sourdough. May just be my mother and I. It could just be me, and I'll slip some. We'll share food back and forth between the door. I'm not sure how it's going to necessarily go, but for now, hopefully it'll be the two of us that are quarantined here, and we'll make good food and healthy food and try to get through it. But we had to you know, restock a little bit today, which was kind of funny. All of a sudden, I had to get that list and apply it to myself as opposed to you know, take it to Houston. One of the things I think is really important in keeping your mood up is, you know, your daily exercise routine. Sometimes with the holidays, people put that on the back burner. what can you get rid of? Well, we'll get rid of exercise. But I heard a guy say, and I couldn't agree more, that never has anybody come back from an hour of good hard exercise that they didn't feel better. And I've actually kept my running up. I ran 7.5 yesterday, 7.5 today, and hopefully I'll run 7.5 tomorrow and get my dogs out for the walk, and little Sophie's learning to walk on a lead. So we'll keep that exercise going. I know a lot of people up north are having snow, so their exercise has turned to shoveling snow. But nevertheless, I think that the blues are much improved by getting outside. And we do know with COVID that those people with a low vitamin D level tend to fare worse with COVID and low vitamin C levels. And again, overall immune health. So getting outside, no matter what your weather is really important. Just as an FYI, one of the things that I'm doing is I am taking some supplements right now as a kind of immune booster. I'm taking some vitamin D for the short period of time, and vitamin C and Quercetin and some zinc, hoping to boost my levels to super normal, not just the RDA, but to actually get some super normal levels, hopefully to kick any of this virus that I may have inhaled out of me, or at least decrease the effects and help my immune system. So I think exercise, again, with the holiday blues is really important. Antidepressants are prescribed more and more as a quick fix to mood stabilization, and a lot of people are told that you have a chemical imbalance, and that's never actually been shown. We do know that serotonin levels do probably play a role in mood, but we're not really sure how it actually works. The selective serotonin uptake inhibitors, mostly antidepressant, keep the serotonin from going inside the cell to be actually degraded. One of the things that you can look at nutritionally is omega-3s. Omega-3s are essential fatty acids. When people talk about good fats versus bad fats, they're talking about the essential fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s. Omega-6s are readily abundant in a variety of sources, including animal meats, nuts, seeds, avocado, olive oil, coconut oil. Those are rich in omega-6s. Omega-3s are a little bit more difficult to come by, and omega-3s are the ones we actually look for serotonin production. And omega-3s are your, flaxseed, hemp seed, chia seed, beans, greens are great sources of omega-3s. But more importantly is to limit our omega-6s so that the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio stays in that range of 1:3, 1:6 if possible. So if you're eating a lot of, again, processed food, you're probably getting a lot of omega-6s, and you're skewing that level towards omega-6s, and omega-6s take that over that enzyme that's needed to convert omega-3s on into different chemicals such as serotonin, and that's when we can get into a little bit of trouble. Interesting, most of serotonin is actually found in the digestive system, and it actually is made by the production also of essential fatty acid tryptophan. But it's, it's thought to be a mood stabilizer, but it also is very important in digestion and bone health and clotting factor and overall wound in healing. Exercise increases your production of serotonin, as does being in bright light. So if you can get out in the sunlight, you can increase your mood. Again, being in a dark room secluded when you're feeling blue is not the way to get out of your funk. You need to get outside. So get outside, get some bright light, go for some exercise, eat some omega-3s, and those neurotransmitters will increase. How our mood improves, again, that's the chemical aspect of thing, but I think mostly it's how we write that story, and it's not necessarily easy. I've always come back from a run feeling better than when I went out, but there's lots of times where during the run, all the way out, I didn't feel very good. It wasn't until I turned around and the second half got better. a lot of people will talk about when they run, they have highs and lows throughout the run, you know, when you feel good and you feel bad, what's the difference? But the idea is that you keep at it, and you keep talking to yourself, and you can change, you know, your outlook on things. I think you can look at just, you know, the holiday blues is let's just get through this and get on to the new year, and, you know, or maybe I'll just eat what I want and drink what I want and slide into the new year, and then we'll change things. But I think there's a better way to go about it. A comeback from the blues, perhaps, you know, see if you can turn it around. You know, someday you wake up and you think it's just going to be a nasty day. You hit your toe and, you know, spill the dog's water and one thing after another starts. And it's like, it's okay, this is going to be a bad day. Or you can say, okay, how can we turn this around and, you know, make this a positive score? And I think the earlier you can get a hold of things, obviously, the better. But I don't think it's too late to ever resurrect a bad day and get it to come around. And so, you know, that's what I'm going to be doing over Christmas Eve here tomorrow and Christmas Day and into the weekend, is seeing how I can use the time most effectively, reflect on things that I, you know, I'm thankful for. And, you know, like I said, we're going to have our own little party here and make the best of it and hope for health. If one of us starts to get COVID, then we'll focus on getting through it and getting better. And again, still be thankful that we've got a plan to get through a holiday season. So what would I generally be making on Christmas Eve? You know, typically we would get up in the morning and, you know, all hands on deck, get the sauce made for the shells. We usually make stuffed shells with a tofu ricotta filling. I put mushrooms into the sauce. We make a spinach dip, usually get to do a pumpernickel loaf or a sourdough loaf that we can dip a spinach dip in. Plan on stuffing some mushrooms, perhaps stuff some peppers. We have a green bean salad with chickpeas that's cold, marinated in Italian-type dressing. Fresh tomatoes sliced with leeks or onions, depending on who's here, with, again, a balsamic vinegar and some basil. You know, typically we would have a few Christmas cookies. Haven't made one Christmas cookie yet. Addie and I were going to do that in Houston. I think I'll make a gingerbread. That was in our newsletter. So if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, you can have the opportunity to get a couple recipes every month. By subscribing to that, but I'm going to do a gingerbread loaf so we can have that for dessert. And have a bok choy salad with oranges and pomegranate seeds. So, you know, well, the show must go on, and we'll have a few of those things. And we usually do lima beans and mashed potatoes and mushroom gravy and sweet potatoes. So we'll probably do just a few of those things every day. Just to have some good food along the way, and it'll be just a little different. Instead of having a bunch of people and everything at once, we'll just do it slowly and appreciate each little thing and give each little thing its own billing. I'm hoping to come out of this thing with some natural immunity, because I think in heart of my heart, little exposures will provide one with the option of or possibility of making small doses of or maybe larger doses of antibodies over time without having much of a way of infection. So I am hoping I can contribute to herd immunity without much illness, but with just little exposure that I had, and to build antibodies. We'll let you know how that works. According to the CDC, about 74% of adults in the United States are overweight. And there's a significant, and overweight means that a BMI of 25 to 29.9. So under 24.9 is a normal weight, with a low weight being a low BMI being an 18.5. Over 30 is considered obese, and over 35 is severely obese. And we know that the higher your BMI, the higher the risk of heart disease, diabetes, digestive problems, osteoarthritis, breast cancer, colon cancer, leukemias. All of these things play a role, and again, infections such as COVID. And no matter how many it's just not going to let me get away with not knowing that it's Christmas Eve tomorrow. My computer keeps letting me know. But unless we address the obesity, which is, the big underlying problem for most of our lifestyle diseases and infectious diseases, we're not going to get a handle on, most of our health problems in the United States. And I think it also leads to depression because the bigger you are, the worse you feel, the less you can move. Body image becomes an issue, and it becomes a vicious circle. And this time of year, a lot of people say, oh, what the heck, we'll just wait till the new year. But I think it's very important that you keep fighting it and keep at it and don't give up and don't, have the so-called cheat day or cheat week from here until the new year. Because I think you just dig yourself into a bigger hole, and the risk of infection this time of year, especially with COVID and everything else and heart disease, is really, really high. And, so if you were to let yourself go and have your heart attack over the holidays, you're really going to set up a bad mood for all those people around you. The story will go as when so-and-so had their heart attack over Christmas, when so-and-so had their disease related to being overweight during Christmas. So let's try to get that under control. And I talked with some people this week about how you might do that, especially starting from scratch. One person said, hey, I really like potato skins and when we're watching football. So, is there any way to do something with those? And typically, when you go out to whatever Wings place or Fridays or wherever those places would be and they have potato skins, it's usually something with bacon and cheese, right? So it's dripping in oil, the bottom's greasy, it's salty on top. Of course, that's to get you to eat more, drink more beer or drink more liquids. So how could you do potato skins to make them more healthy? And so I suggested perhaps, mushrooms and spinach as a filler. Or maybe we do an artichoke and artichoke spinach type of puree or white sauce to put in those and re-roast those. We also make there's a nacho cheese sauce out of there that's out there. There's variations, but people use roasted red peppers and oats and nutritional yeast to make a cheese sauce. And then, put that over broccoli and put that into the potato skin and make an hors d'oeuvre. Again, you can take what you like and make it more more healthy. And sometimes when you're just starting, it's going to be just a little bit healthier. Maybe people are going to use over the holidays, Gardein or some kind of meatballs in something that if they've never made their own meatballs, that's still better than a regular meatball. If you can do, nutritional yeast and perhaps some Parmesan made out of dried cashews, maybe that's a little bit healthier before you work your way back into tofu and nutritional yeast. So you go where you are and you make things a little bit healthier. You don't try for absolute perfection early on, but don't give up and don't stop because you keep dialing it up a notch, make it better, make it prettier, make it more healthy. And, I think we did a pretty good job at the potluck. There were a lot of good foods there that looked good, smelled good, and were very healthy without sugar, oil, and without fat. So I think that you just start where you are and dial it up a little bit. So look over your traditional list that you're going to have for the next couple of days and see if you can't make it a little bit more healthy. If it calls for sugar, perhaps you could put maple syrup and perhaps you could cut that down. Perhaps you could add more fruit to something, less sugar. Perhaps you could substitute dates in something to make, less sugar, less maple syrup. Cut back on, not using salt, maybe a little bit of miso. Instead of soy sauce, maybe coconut aminos to get cut back on the salt. Instead of buying canned food, buy frozen food. On and on and on, just to try to look at everything that you're doing and cut it back and make it a little bit healthier. Keep your priorities going for the holiday. Get your 6 cups of greens in, get your fruit in. Make sure, I know my sweet tooth starts to crank up if I haven't had adequate fruit intake, so I always want to keep the fruit that I eat around, so it's readily available. So I'm not getting the wants for something sweet, because once I cross over to something more sweet, then that fruit doesn't seem to be quite as attractive. So I always keep fruit in the forefront of things for my sweet tooth. There's still time. There's still shopping hours left. You can still go online and buy gift certificates to our Zoom class. That's going to be January the 13th, which is a Wednesday. You can go to drdelaney.com, drdelaney, and buy someone a ticket. It's going to be a Zoom class from 5:30 in the evening to 8 o'clock at night. It'll be recorded so people can view it. The next week, there'll be a question and answer room during the session as well as after. Addie will be cooking two breakfast, two lunch, and dinner. I'll be cooking two breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we'll talk about the nutritional value. The best thing about it is we're going to make it food that it's comfort food, or food that you know what it is. Most people, it's part of the standard American diet, but we're going to make it healthy and plant-based and just step it up a notch and take food that everybody can enjoy and make it better. So I hope you'll go over to Dr. Delaney and check that out. Again, there's opportunities to join our practice, level one. You have our web content, and Addie, our registered dietitian, will speak with you monthly. Level two, I'll speak with you monthly as well as Addie, and then the full membership, you have both of us at your will, as well as the Facebook page and all the other online content and members-only website. So check that out, and I hope you will join us. Doesn't matter where you are. Obviously, with today's technology, we can Zoom and do teleconferences wherever we need to. So I'm going to change my story for this holiday season, and I'm going to focus on comebacks. I'm going to be thankful for the little things. We'll be doing a lot of FaceTime. I'm thankful for that little portal over there that I'm looking at so we can FaceTime with Caleb. He's starting to babble instead of his usual little song that he sings. He's starting to move more, so I'll be able to watch that. And soon I'll get there to be with he and Addie and his dad. I'm thankful for my running has increased, and looking forward to the ultra in February and in April, and I'm looking forward to running a marathon in March with people in my practice that are going to be running their first marathon. Some people in the plant-based striders that are coming over. If you'd like to go over and look at the Treasure Coast Marathon March 7th and join us, that would be great. And, look forward to running with more people and enjoying endurance athletics with more people and helping more people to eat right, get their nutrition on board so that they can exercise, well into their 80s and 90s. So the story is going to change to that one of hope, one of comebacks, and I'm very thankful for the members of my practice. I'd like to say thank you for all the support that people have given me all over the country, as well as here locally in Florida. It's been fabulous working with each and every one of them this year, and to see that them achieving goals and striving hard to overcome a variety of different obstacles and maintain their health and look forward to just getting a little bit better every day. And, it's nice to see people up, keep moving the bar up despite what age. Nobody stops, and it's not over till it's over. And, I've got a big to-do list myself and a big bucket list. So I look forward to be able to, keep working and get healthier to be able to do that as well. We're training a new office doggy, Sophie, and she's coming along really nice and a lot of fun. We're working on dog nutrition and making our animals happier. Vinny the cat, my co-host here, is doing quite well. He's never left my side in thick and thin. He's not afraid of COVID. So thankful for my family, and no matter where we are, we're always together in spirit or electronically. So it's so much better than, way back when you had to wait a week for a letter. So we're all very fortunate. We might not be able to be with our families, but, again, we can, be with them in some form, hopefully. And I hope that you can rewrite your story to look at the good things, think about the good memories, and anticipate the good memories to come. So I wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you may celebrate, and especially enjoy the peace of the season, maybe a little quiet time to just get out and look at the stars and again, enjoy the peace and quiet and tranquility and hope for a healthy future. Thank you very much for listening. Probably have an episode next week before New Year's. Let you know how this COVID preparation is going. So talk to you later. Thank you again for listening.